Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There's just over a week to go until Election Day, and despite the weather, candidates are out canvassing the length and breadth of the country. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been travelling to constituencies to hear the voters' concerns, and today he brings us a report from Limerick.
There is no greater disparity in terms of class than there is in Limerick than anywhere in the country. And so what that means is that people can go through their whole adulthood without ever meeting or experiencing the challenges that are emerging in the community.
Limerick has traditionally been an industrial city, with bacon, flour, dairy and clothing factories creating employment. But communities here also feel deprived and forgotten about.
The highest amount of black spots in the country, and I hate using the word black spots when I'm talking about Limerick, but it's a fact, the 8 highest black spots are in Limerick and its environments.
When you walk the streets of the Treaty City, there's one local issue on voters' minds.
We need a hospital that works. Hours and hours and hours in A&E.
So when the candidates come looking for your vote, the hospital is number one
the
in your mind?
The hospital is number one. I have said to one of the canvassers, I would rather die on the side of the road before going out there.
It's a sad state of affairs.
It is. It is, and I'm not the only one that feels like that.
I have to agree with the woman who was just speaking here. It's the hospital is actually, it's just atrocious. The fact that it's left go this long.
And have you been out there yourself? Have you seen it?
The hospital, yeah. No, I mean, I have had friends, I've had family who have gone in there. I've been in myself. I was on a trolley for 3 days. But yeah, no, and it's just, and it's not fair to the workers, and it's not fair to the patients that all the surrounding A&Es have been shut down. Everything's been channeled there. It's actually, it's, I mean, we see what the result is.
I'd like the situation out in the UHL, I suppose, to improve a bit. You know, it's been bad for years, like, you know what I mean? I don't think it's improved anywhere quick.
The hospital, A&E in particular, is quite a worry trying to get in and to try and get attention and the length of time. That will be one of the main things. And they're making promises, they're making rash promises. I think it's come to a stage now where they just don't know what to offer next to get elected. And that's not the way to go.
So when they come knocking on your door, what are you saying to them?
What am I saying to them? I'm giving them a lot of thoughts. I really am. And in a lot of cases, I'm saying to them, I'm not voting party. I'm going independent. And for the first time ever, I'm going completely independent because I'm disillusioned with the parties.
And over the years, you would have went for the traditional parties?
A certain amount, yes, a certain amount, but not anymore. And my husband is of the same opinion.
It's no surprise that the ongoing challenges at UHL top the list of voters' concerns here in Limerick. Campaigners are calling on candidates to make it a priority if elected. Mary Cahalan is the Limerick spokesperson for the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group. She says the region is being let down when it comes to healthcare.
Well, for the last week, it's been pretty disastrous. They're the people on trolleys, but they could potentially be waiting, you know, 24, 30, 38 hours on a trolley. The problem is UHL is a fantastic place once you get past the ED at the bottom. But you have to get past the bottleneck and the war zone, essentially, that is the emergency department out there.
Do any of the measures being promised, do they give you any faith or any hope that the experiences for patients will improve?
Well, look, the trolley figures have remained up in the hundreds every day. The only measure that can fix the situation in UHL is a new emergency department or reopening the emergency departments in St John's, Ennis and Nenagh. Like, things are so bad there. We as a campaign have taken to running our own candidate in this election to highlight the absolute disaster that is happening to healthcare in the Midwest.
What's the message now for any candidates that are handing out leaflets, that are coming knocking, canvassing on doors?
They have to commit to the reopening of St John's, Ennis and Nina.
To hear from those trying to improve the lives of the people of Limerick, I'm taking a visit to Limerick City Build, where they provide training and employment pathways to those who are economically marginalised and socially excluded. Catherine O'Halloran is the CEO and a psychotherapist. She says candidates should have a better understanding of what some locals are going through.
There's a massive disconnect from government to what's happening on the ground. So they might see someone with a cup or get frustrated with the level of, you know, population of people suffering from addiction on the streets, but never know the sources of where and why that's happening. So any grant, any government funding that has been delivered to Limerick, I suppose I wouldn't be happy with how that has been divvied out and earned the level of support for different organisations. What I would really, really encourage is that the Justice Department, you know, really open their eyes and start to really listen to the stories of people, not just in Dublin, but in other areas, because it's different. There's a massive cultural difference, and I think that's worth paying attention to.
So next Friday, when you go to cast your vote, what's going to be on your mind?
The concept of party politics is gone for me. It's just really about who relates to me, who can actually understand the dialogue that I want to enter into about the challenges that my clients are experiencing. They're the things that will be on the fore of my mind. It's really about, do they get what I'm saying, and are they willing to put money where?
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
To meet with those who are creating employment opportunities in the disadvantaged areas of Limerick, I'm off to meet with Ray O'Halloran, who's involved with community development and runs an engineering firm in Moyross. Ray has hopes that the directly elected mayor will bring change, but says there needs to be more support from the next government.
The reality of it is, for me, is every day that I go to the likes of St Mary's Park or Moyross or South Hill, I see so many of our youth that aren't getting any chance or any opportunity. To me, there's no improvement. I'm hoping now with the new mayor, of course, it looks like we're going to get change for once. And
more localised attention.
More localised, because he's made it his business to visit a lot of these areas. Now, you talk about politicians, I know they all try to do their best, but it's very hard sometimes to say to someone, but your best isn't working. Give me a solution. How can we possibly have all those black spots, again, I hate using the word, in our city? Like, it's beyond belief.
And when we talk about solutions then, look, you've been involved in community development and business, so you can give it different perspectives on this. What measures over the years, like through different governments, actually have you seen work on the ground?
First of all, I'd love to see more employment in these spots that I'm talking about. Bring in employment. If you give a guy a job, you can save his life and his family's life. You see, Limerick was an industrial city. It's no longer an industrial city. It's catering for the people who are educated. There's a lot of people who are lost through the educational system.
So as the candidates come knocking on your door, looking for your vote, handing out their leaflets, what's your message to them?
I'm going to ask them the same question that you're asking me. I'm going to say, what is it that you're going to do? What can you do? Now, don't promise me. Promises don't do anything. They can promise what they like. And I'm a long, long time around now. I can't see any change. There's politicians that are there. They're with us donkey's years, and I think their only purpose is to be re-elected.
There will be fierce competition across the two constituencies of Limerick, with all 7 TDs elected in 2020 seeking re-election. There's no denying the number one issue on voters' minds here is the hospital, but the Midwest region is also facing the same challenges as the rest of the country.
The main issue is the home crisis is in Limerick. There are houses boarded up. Why do they put people in hotels and children with disability in hotels when they open up the houses and give them to people? I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm in the hospital myself and I don't take drugs. Young generations is on the streets. It's ridiculous. Young girls, 19, 21.
As someone who has the lived experience,
yeah.
What do you think are some solutions that can get people out of homelessness?
It's the houses. They have the houses. And the problem is, not one TD never came to the hostel and sit down with the people in the hostels. But they're glad to take the people's vote.
Well, the local issue in Limerick is to revitalise the city centre and to get the shopping public back into the shops again. And something has to be done to attract them, offer them free parking.
Or more guards, definitely, on the streets. And the homeless, it's desperate, really. It's very bad. More shops. My God, all the shops. There's loads of shops gone in Limerick City.
Housing would be a big one, mainly. And just, like, support, really, for, like, college students. You know, grants are nice and everything, but, like, it's not going to get us over the line for, like, any sort of, like, major expenses. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, college is very expensive. And, you know, I think the government should more align with that.
Immigration. It's just that there's too many in here now. There's no kind of stopping it. Should be something done about it. You know, we can't sustain them.
And wait, how does that change your life?
Well, it does, because, like, I just feel like I'm no longer safe.
The homelessness, that there'd be more shelter for the homeless, and that they wouldn't be on the streets in the freezing cold this time of year, because it's no joke, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I suppose more housing, I suppose, to start. Look after the elderly like ourselves.
What do you say? We're out in the country. We live in, out in the country. Thanks be to God. But for people that are starting out, it is so difficult for them to get housing. The city is filthy. Yeah.
Safety. At night, would you walk the streets here at night on your own? To like some stuff there? Not a hope.
I wouldn't, no. I come in and I'll bring my husband with me. I'd be afraid.
Kids with disabilities, all the parties, whatever candidate are going around saying, we're going to do this for immigration, we're going to do that. But kids with disabilities are overlooked, and they have been for years.
Do you see any candidates or any parties that would give you some hope that things might improve?
Well, going forward, hopefully, they might get their act together on this side. Look, we need to do this. Because kids know they have autism. What's there now, what's coming behind them is going to be even more frightening. Like, my young lad is what's called as autistic, so we're speaking from experience.
People in Limerick giving their views to Josh Crosby in advance of the general election, and the next stop for Josh on tour will be Galway.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.